You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Second down and 20, final minute of this second quarter. As Wilson fires downfield, Lockett, he's got it! Touchdown! His second of this first half, wow. 69 yards!
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Monday morning as we get set for Monday Night Football in Aaron's neck of the woods tonight. The Seahawks traveling to the Washington football team. So this number has jumped all around the past week. This has been actually kind of wild to watch this line movement. This opened as the Seahawks as a slight favorite, got bet all the way around the other way to where the Washington football team was slight favorites. And now we're back to where we started. Seahawks minus one on FanDuel. The total on the game, 46.5. I don't remember a game like this this year. Like we've seen these line movements where it just flips right around the zero, right? It just goes the other way. We saw it with the Rams Packers, just totally flipped around. But this one is flipped and now flipped back to the Seahawks being the very slight favorites minus one. It's picked the winner of this game tonight. Seahawks have been awful. Washington has been better, including Taylor Heinicke playing the best stretch of football he's ever played, and certainly not, you know, you don't look at him right now and say he's the worst quarterback in the league or anything close to it. He's played okay. And Russell Wilson has not since coming back off the injury. Last week, Joe, when you were out, we were talking about Pete Carroll basically walking off in the middle of press conferences. And it just feels like the Seattle thing's toppling over. The question is it just going to totally peter out the last month of the season, or are they going to come to play tonight? Seahawks, Washington football team, 46.5 for the total. What are you thinking?
My thinking is, if you're betting on the side in this game, you are betting on Russell Wilson to get right tonight in game number three, or you're betting on this to continue, this putrid play. Even though he was it working 20 out of 24 hours per day in lab?
I think 19.
Yeah, how has that gone so far? Oh, wait, not a sure. Shutout loss to Pittsburgh, which is now, we've established, one of the worst teams in the NFL. And then a 10-point loss to Colt McCoy, not Kyler Murray, to Colt McCoy. So 13 points in eight quarters since his return. It has not been great. I wanted to underscore what you were saying about the movement on this, and you nailed it. Let's go back a little bit. The look ahead was 3.5. Seattle minus 3.5. And then I saw it open at some spots, Shoji, at Seattle 3. Washington's a favorite, and now at the moment, Seattle's the favorite again. Why?
It's bizarre.
Oh, now the gambler in me is, oh, okay. Are we going too far on Washington? Are we jumping? Yeah. A thumbs up from Aaron. I know that's exactly what she's thinking. This is a team that can't cover the point spread. And then is there way too much momentum? They're 3-7 against spread on the year. They're 1-4 ATS at home. They still have a terrible defense. Bottom two, bottom three, most metrics that I look at. Defensive DVOA, they're 31. EPA per play, they're 31. Pass defense DVOA, they're 30th. So it does line up as a get right spot for Russell Wilson. Pete Carroll off a loss with Russ throughout his career. He's been terrific. However, Seattle isn't doing anything well right now. And it's not just the offense. It's also the defensive side. If we just look at the last month, EPA per play, offensively, they're 27th. They're 27th. Bottom feeder. Defensively, the 25th. And we just talked about what Russ has not done in his return. They had the bye, then Russ comes back. Oh, everything's going to be great. And no, it's been pathetic. And they can't stop anything through the air. And just happens to coincide at a time when Heinicke's playing his best ball. These last two games, these two wins over Tampa Bay and on the road at Carolina,
yep.
He's completed 77% of his passes, four touchdowns. So I couldn't convince Paul to go in on this with Washington as one of our top five contest plays. But in some other contests where I have to make 5-6 picks, I did end up taking Washington, and most of them it was -1. I think Washington wins the game. Do I feel great about it? No. There's like almost no home field, and Aaron could tell us all about that. And it scares me to be backing Washington when it seems like the market is going that way. But I can't back the Seahawks the way they've played the last month.
Okay, so historically also, Washington plays terrible in primetime games. So they're at home. It's prime time. I just don't know if this team is good enough to win three straight games, the Washington football team. And I do think that this is a get-right spot for Russell Wilson. He's been playing so poorly. He's also getting sacked quite a bit. So, you know, I don't think all of it's his fault. You mentioned the defense isn't living up to expectations either. But, you know, if Wilson can find something through the air and connect with Metcalf again, and I just think the Seahawks can win this game.
Well, they could. I mean, they have the better quarterback, right? Is Russell Wilson – the real question for tonight and moving forward this season.
Russell Wilson's better than Taylor Heinicke, right?
Of course.
Or not right.
Well, not the last
is it
weeks.
An injured Russell Wilson, you know?
Well, that's part of it, too. Yeah. That is definitely part of it. Here's a trend that's interesting in this game. So 46.5 total. You know the under is 8-0 last eight Seahawks games, 4-1 last Washington, five Washington football team games. So signs point to an under in this game. We know Washington has struggled this year putting the ball in the end zone. They've had all those red zone trips. They haven't gotten them in. And Seattle's offense just looks broken right now. This feels like a lower scoring game. I'm just surprised at how bad it's gotten for Seattle. Like, I'm not surprised their defense has struggled, but I'm surprised at their offense. Like, there's still players there. It's still Wilson and DK Metcalf and Lockett. Like, there's still players, and they can't score. The last 2 weeks have been – they allowed – and I know we're talking about Heinicke here. They allowed Colt McCoy to go 32 of 38 last week. That just feels like – doesn't that sum up the end of the Pete Carroll era? They can't stop Colt McCoy. Shut this thing down.
Yeah. Well, and also with the Washington last couple games. Now, Gibson has not been the back that we were expecting, right? With the heavier workload. He was supposed to be a top 10 guy. He just hasn't been there. Yeah, and all of that is fair. But I will say, in these last two games, now you don't want to go overboard. But, again, completing 77% of his passes, a big upset against Tampa Bay. I mean, nobody saw that one coming. The Bucs were going to steamroll them coming off the bye, right?
But they played well last year, too.
No, but my point is these two games that the football teams won here back-to-back against some pretty good defenses. Now, I know the Bucs are beat up, but Bucs and Panthers, those are viewed as two of the better defenses in the NFC. So in the last month, EPA per play, surprisingly, Washington is 7th. And the question is it going to – my overall point is, though, like matchup-wise, if you're doing it against Carolina and Tampa Bay – you should be able to do it against the Seattle secondary.
That's a good argument.
Yeah. A prop I like tonight, J.D. McKissic, the running back. You said, Joe, Gibson hasn't been what people thought. He has. He's been banged up all year. McKissic's become like the other feature back because they need to use somebody else. He's been good in the passing game. Seattle gives up a lot of yards to opposing running backs. And I think it's this year about 70, I think I saw it yesterday, 72.5 yards or so per game to opposing running backs. That's 31st in the league. Like they allow running backs out of the backfield to make plays. His receiving prop tonight is 29.5 yards. I like McKissic to go over that. Feels like he'll make a lot of plays for Heinicke there.
Do you guys feel better about the side or total? Because Joe, you have me thinking total wise. Yeah, I'm thinking, are we going to see what we saw a lot of last night? Because that was a brutal game. another primetime spot where there isn't all that much scoring going on.
The only worry I have about the total is the defenses both aren't good.
They're like, both bad.
Yeah. Bad defenses. Like, this could be the night by accident Russell Wilson throws a couple touchdowns because he has no pressure on him. He just makes a couple plays down the field to Metcalf. The total is interesting because both these offenses have been mostly poor. Both the defense, like, what, when these kind of games, what wins out to you? Poor offense, poor defense. Because that's what we're staring at, right? Both teams have been poor on both sides.
Man, I don't want to. We're going to live in this world tomorrow morning if Washington gets it done.
Playoffs.
We're the seventh seed in the NFC at 5-6. It's Minnesota, Atlanta, New Orleans, and Washington. All 5-6. With your Eagles, one back in the loss column at 5-7. And the Panthers, one back in the loss column, also at 5-7. So we'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams with 5 victories.
Someone has to go to the playoffs. That's Roger Goodell's NFL.
God. Yeah, it was the Bears last year. Awesome.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the playoff implications, both teams scratching and clawing to get in, you know, that it's, this is a tough one. I mean, I
Aaron,
could
really
see
Seattle?
It going.
Sounds like
I'm probably not going to bet it just because it's, I feel like I'm too close to the Washington football team to bet on them, but I'm probably going to stay away from that and look at some props for tonight.
All right. Should we start to build our same game parlay? I mean, we have to here. I like McKissick. Over 29.5 receiving yards. So let's we got one here.
Hey, Joe G, you mentioned Gibson underperforming this year. And the Seahawks front seven, while they've been underperforming a bit as well, I think they could contain Gibson, and maybe you want to look under his rushing yards. I think it was 70.5. I just got to check
that. Seems pretty high. Yeah, it's 67.5 right now. On FanDuel, it just feels like he's been banged up all year. I have him on one of my fantasy teams, and it's just like every week is that Q next to his name, and he's fumbled, which they take him off the field because of that. He's had a disappointing year. Yeah, he's averaging this season 60.1 yards per game, less than 4 yards a carry.
Oh, yeah, 67 is still high.
I like that. We can go the under. I think McKissick has earned carries there. They just put him on the field a lot of third downs. I like that. Under Antonio Gibson rushing yards, over the McKissick receiving yards. Here's a question for you. Russell Wilson, we know how much he struggled. Has he struggled enough that we can jump on his prop? Is it too low? His passing total tonight, Russell Wilson, is 244.5.
Russ and Heinicke have almost the same number. Like, what world are we in?
Is it too low on Russ? Do we jump on this? We're not asking for a lot here.
Is it too low on Russ? They couldn't score against Pittsburgh, and they put up 13 against Arizona last week. I don't know about that. So here's his game log. 207, 161, 152, 149. I mean, you tell me.
Well, he did get hurt, right? He got hurt.
Sure.
Within the middle.
The Rams game
that.
Was the injury, the 152. Okay, but these full games, 207, 161, 149.
I know. Right. Well, and the last two are coming back off the injury. So his two games back, 40 attempts, 161 yards, 26 attempts, 207 yards.
And he's completing just above 50% in these two games.
we are at least we're trending in the right direction. Not that last week was great, but he did get 8 yards in attempt last week. Like he was better last week than he was the week before throwing the ball. We can stay away.
It's QBR of 22. It's good.
Listen, I just watched a QBR of 17 yesterday. Give me a break, all right? Yeah. This looks good to compare to that. I think it's a low total, but if we want to stay away because we're still worried about what Russ is, that's fine.
Probably under.
Yeah. What about boy, this does not seem like a props game. I've got to be honest. Even though we've got a couple of future defenses, we're trying to figure out where the yardage is going to go. Heineke 242.5 against the Seattle secondary. Is that too high?
Well, if we do that, are we going to pair him with Terry McLaurin? Where is he throwing the ball?
I'd feel better about McLaurin than anything.
Okay, 66.5 for Terry.
Metcalf, McLaurin have the same number.
Aaron, at one point.
Pardon?
Did you see Terry McLaurin in the
grocery
store?
Trader Joe's buying flowers.
Trader Joe's. Yes.
Just flowers?
And then he was just at a Wizards game, and it looked like he was with his girlfriend, so he must be in love.
All right, speaking of leaving me alone, like, can I just go to Trader Joe's and just buy my food? You ring me up, and I pay you, and I leave? Do you have to ask me if I'm eating this for dinner, and if I've tried this or that? Do we have to go through everything that I bought? Like, can we just move this process?
Is that, like, a Trader Joe's thing? Because they do that in Ryan,
I think it is.
Too.
Exactly.
That has never happened to me once at my Trader Joe's.
Not once.
Not a single time.
Do you have earbuds in?
Yes, but I usually take them out when I go to the register in case they do say, like, something or other that is of significance, which it usually isn't.
Without fail, there's commentary on everything I buy. Am I making it tonight? Have I? Oh, this looks great. Have you tried this before?
Okay, follow-up question. Around, because usually when I go to the register, like, the Trader Joe's by me, most of the people working there are around my age. And I think most people my age understand that we don't want to talk to each other because, you know, social anxiety. So, like, is that the same for you? Like, are they around your age or my age? Because almost every time I get a cashier anywhere.
Mine are older, Jake.
If they're ever anywhere, though,
they're like
if they're
my
around
age.
My age, we there's an understanding. We don't want to talk to each other.
It's a mix. It's a mix. If you go in the evening, I'd say 20s. If you go earlier in the day, I'd say 30s.
So the key is if you don't want to talk, be around young people. They'll ignore you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
That's what we learned here.
That's what I do for a living.
I talk enough. Please don't ask me what I want for dinner. No, I don't need a plastic fork. Leave me
alone.
Don't
talk to me after noon every day.
Don't talk to me ever.
Leave me alone. We'll finalize a same game parlay later on. Lightning Bets. Coming up, college football. It was a good Saturday, and we have a brand new name in the Heisman race. We'll hit that next. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook.